I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Lahat ng mga ano, mga video, mga footage natin puro si Maki.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome to episode God knows what.
Pangilan na.
Zeke.
175.
Oh, ang galing ko. Alam ko pala. And I'm back from Japan. And I just needed to share an experience. We've got the guys who made sure we traveled like locals, not like tourists, on the show. We've got the professor and the photographer. Professor Paul Del Rosario. What's up, Professor?
Japanese na Japanese yung apelido.
Konbanwa.
And we've got Mr. Can I tell them yung
ano pangalan niyang Richard?
new gig mo, Richard.
Bahag. Yeah, Richard. Bahag or Richard, okay naman.
Pero pwede ko ikwento yung new global publication gig mo?
Ah, sige.
Mr. Nat Geo.
Mr. Nat Geo sa umaga. Hardinero sa gabi.
Hardinero sa gabi. All right, so how did this come about, this incredible trip to Japan? Our good friend Raymond Gabriel, who is with Philippine Motorcycle Tourism, ever since he heard that Buck spent a lot of his childhood and his family in Japan, palagi nangungulit sa akin yun.
Siya ba may pakana niyan?
Oo! Si ako, alam mo naman, steady ako. Kung
sinisip pa ako dun sa isang live.
Kung may mag-offer, sasama ako. Ayaw ko mag-organize eh. Diba? Pero si Raymond mahilig mag-organize. Oo, lalo na all over the Philippines.
Oo. Taga-UP yata.
Mahilig na mag-organize ng radical riders. Yeah. So, Raymond kept on bugging me. Uy, iba, kausap mo si Pak. Pwede tayo mag-ride ng Japan. And si Raymond, when I love riding with Raymond because they're always like, rides na hindi milyahe ang hinahabol mo, yung local culture, immersion, meeting the local riders, and yes, ano yung ginagawa nila. And that's why I think he reached out to you. Okay, so yun. After I bugged you, what did you do, Buck?
Matagal. 1 year yata yung ano, 1 year kinukulit. So hindi ko maituro kung sino dapat yung makakasama natin. Buta tuturo ko yung mga driver dun sa
trucking company niyo.
Kung saan dadalhin si Raymond dun.
Wait, quick background, Buck, why do you have a connection with Japan?
Long story short, lahat ng pamilya namin nandun na. Ako lang nandito sa Pilipinas.
Kasi pasaway ka.
Hindi naman. Ayoko lang dun. Mababa yun eh.
Okay. Can I just say that Bahag and Paul are some of the most polite, soft-spoken,
hindi talaga ako pang para dun.
Quietest people. the riders I have met. No. And palaging ano iniisip ko kung dito sila for so many years but ganyan si Buck.
Si Onin Lorenzo,
good evening Onin.
KB, ano daw to eh, kapatid nung si Super Sam yung nagpadala daw ng pagkain.
Uy, to maraming salamat Onin, malapit na po yung Pasko.
Sponsorship? Pwede. Oh,
wow. Super Sam, no? Masarap yun. Oh. Yun ang may truffle.
Kayo lang kumain nun eh. Wala ako nun eh.
Alright, so going back. Alright, Buck.
So yun. E di, biglaan na itong sila Bahag at saka sila Paul. Uy, nalululong sa bagong bisyo.
Yun.
Bumili ng Super Cub. Nagmo-moto camping sa Japan.
Hindi lang moto camping, moto camping sa gitna snow ng blizzard. Okay.
So sabi ko,
misayad. Bagay sa atin to.
Oo. Bahag, Paul, kaya ba natin i-pull off to? Yun, yeah. Doon nagsimula.
So, Paul and Bahag had just gotten into riding. And yes, not only riding but doing really stupid things with motorcycles, right? Like motor camping in the middle of a blizzard and almost dying, like that kind of crazy. And then Buck was like, all right, these are our kind of people, right?
That's true.
All right, now take it away, Paul and Bahag.
Buck, I'll start, I guess.
Sure.
So si Buck contacted us, tapos said, hey, parang let's organize a tour. Yung original idea was gamitin natin yung Hunter Cub, yung parang bikes that are not available sa Pinas, plus yung parang adventure side na yun. At saka ako naman, I hate to say this here, my yung motorcycle license ko is only up to 125cc. Kasi dito sa Japan, there are parang three categories. Up to 125cc, tapos siguro up to 400 yata, I forgot. Then after that, anything is okay. I believed that I would only ride a 125cc. So that's what I got. I got a Honda Super Cub C125. So I said, okay, yeah, let's go. I've been riding around with a 50cc, crazy in storms, snow, camping, all that. At saka yung plano ko was I want to ride from Tokyo to Istanbul.
Wow.
By 50cc. Yun ang point. 50cc. Pero lots of problems. You know, about going through China, going through Russia. Then I'm going to get a C125. Then, yun. Then I started pushing C. Bahag. Bahag, once you get a bike, get a bike, get a bike, get a bike, get a bike. I kid you not, he got a bike. Kailan mo yun? Yung Cub mo.
Siguro about 2 months, 3 months ago yun.
Hindi, siguro mga June yata.
June.
Sa June. He got his first bike was a Super Cub 50cc.
Wow.
First bike.
Okay, wait. Can I just chime in? We've got Buhay Rider PH watching from Bacolod, I think. So he's actually one of the people who inspired me to do this ride. Buhay Rider is one of the... He's the OG vlogger for the Negros area. And he rides... He's ridden all over the Philippines on a sub 400 Rusi. Ilan cc ba yon, Buhay Rider? I think parang 125 lang. And I rode with him in Negros. He took us around to these beautiful areas, rider hot hangouts, waterfalls. And I thought, this is what traveling and riding a motorcycle is about. It's not, I was on a 790, 175cc Rusi. And he's already done more riding in a year than I have done in five, right? So it's not about the CC. It's not about the displacement. Mm-hmm. And also, it's so and when you think about it that way, it's not about the speed. It's not about the kilometers per day. It's what you experience in those localities. So thank you, Buhay Rider. You inspired us to do this in Japan on 125 to 250cc bikes. Mm-hmm.
So you know, si Bag. Oh. Kasi bago siya magkaroon ng motor, meron na siyang pipe. Inuna niyang bumili ng pipe bago yung motor.
Ang daming kwento.
Si Paul, I did not know that Bahag was a new rider. He was it was hindi halata Bahag.
Yun. Max. Yung kwento ko naman, ang haba ng kwento nito. Si Paolo dapat nandito yun. Isa rin sa member namin na naggumawa ng tour. Si Paolo may meeting right now. Si Paolo parati nagpupunta sa Japan yun. Tapos mga siguro 7 years na siyang experience sa riding. Tapos ako, journalist ako dito sa Japan. So I usually kinagamit ko kotse. So kami ni Paul, parati kami nagka-camping, ganyan. Tapos punta kong saan-saan. Pero kotse, wala akong hilig sa motor. And then nung dumating dito si Paolo, parati siyang nagpapasama pumunta sa Bicolan, sa NAF, sa mga motorcycle events. So ako naman, yung mga kaibigan ko, lahat sila nagmumotor na yan. Sila Jakes, ganyan, sila ano. Wala pa akong reason para magmotor. Tsaka parang hindi ko pa siya nakikita na magmumotor ako. And then, nung one time si Paolo was buying a mask, sabi ko, bili na rin kaya ako ng mask. But this was 2 years ago pa yon. Tapos pumili na ako ng mask at that time. Tapos inuwi ko yung mascara sa bahay. Tapos yun, parati ko lang nasa bahay yun. Pero kotse pa rin yung ginagamit ko. And then one time, ito naman si Paul, nagkayang mag-ano, Why don't we rent a 50cc? Ganyan. Tapos nag-rent kami ng 50cc na Honda. Nag-camp kami with ano. Tapos nagamit ko na rin yung mascara na yun. Tapos pagdating namin sa rental, wala akong experience. And wala. Pero may license ako ng ano, ng driving license dito sa Japan. So we can drive a 50cc dito sa Japan. So yung Japanese guy, parang look at me, parang wala akong experience. And hindi ako marunong magmotor or something. Tinuro niya lang sa akin yan on the spot. Sabi niya, oh, itong cambio. Tapos ito yung brake. Tapos parati mo, right hand. Tapos ganyan. Basta yung basic tinuro niya sa akin. Parang, basta go around the rental area. Try kami, ganyan-ganyan. Two times. Tapos, okay. Parang pwede ka na. Then we go already. Tapos nagpunta kami sa camp ni Paul. Tapos nag-ride kami siguro mga 200 kilometers yun to camping site. And then after nun, sabi ko, yung rental...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me take a pause there.
Yeah.
Wala kang motor.
Wala.
You rented a motorcycle. You're in Japan.
Yeah.
And then the day you rent the motorcycle, you ride around the block, the 50cc, and then you take off to go moto camping.
With na me.
200 kilometers away.
Oh.
Ayan ang tunay na rider.
And then si Paul naman was leading me and tinuturuan niya ako 50cc bawal sa ganito yung kasi sa Japan may mga rules dito na for moped hindi ka pwedeng pumasok sa underground. Tapos meron kaming parang cross and then turn, pagkahalimbawa 3 lanes yung ano yung road, kailangan mo mag-cross and then you walk your bike and then harap kang ganyan. Tapos pag go na yung sa kabila, doon ka mag-signal. So parang may mga rules for the 50cc. Which,
parang halfway pedestrian ka at halfway motorcycle. Okay.
Pero si Paul, naka 125 na siya. So he was leading me. Tapos nagwe-wait lang siya on the other side. Tapos guiding me all the way hanggang sa camping area. Tapos sabi ko, Paul, ang parang nakakatamad din gamitin yung 50cc kasi parang you have to follow yung rules, magtitigil ka dyan, tapos parang magkoko siya ng delay for me. Tapos, pero of course, I just enjoy yung riding. And then, after camping, parang sabi ko, Paul, pag magre-rent pa tayo ulit, baka mas mahal pa yung, yung gagastusin natin. Gusto ko ulit mag-ride. Pero,
ano yan? That's also a characteristic ng tunay na rider. Ay, wag. Naghahanap ng mga excuse gumastos sa motor. Huwag mo tayo mag-red. Bumili na tayo.
Tapos sabi ni Paul, madali lang yan. Tapos let's find online. Naghanap si Paul sa online ng auction. Tapos nakakita kami 80,000 na cob. So what we did, mag-bid ka na dyan. Tapos after a while, sabi ko, Paul, wag na tayo mag-antay. Bayaran na natin yan. Kasi 80,000
na. $80,000
na Japanese yen.
Yen is about, what, I would say 60%. That's like what, 40 grand? 20,000? 30,000 pesos? 35? But 35,000 pesos for a, what year?
2008 Press Cub. Yung press cup ginagamit parang yung mga dyaryo, the newspaper delivery. Ang tibay yun, tibay.
Wow, so that's 35,000 pesos, not bad.
Mm. Oo.
Nandiyan pa sa'yo? Ibalik bayan, babaksa na dito.
nandito pa. Tapos, yun nga, parang pakiramdam ko yung 50cc na yun. Hindi ko siya masyadong naridean. Tapos, parang naghahanap pa rin ako ng way na mag-ride ulit. Pero parang hindi ko siya masakyan kasi nga parang hassle siya ilabas. Tapos you take so much time. Sabi ko, baka pwede naman akong tumaas ng displacement para makapag-highway ako at saka magamit ko yung motor ko to commute and to enjoy riding. So what I did, dito sa Japan kasi mahirap yung motorcycle license. You need to do a lot of things bago ka makakuha ng motorcycle license.
May audience to. Ha? Legal ba yung ikikwento natin? Kung hindi, meron tayo mag-fast forward.
I got the license in Manila.
Hindi.
Tapos yun. So, bumalik sa Pilipinas. Bumalik sa Japan. And then, I actually tumingin pala muna kami. Sinama ko ni Paul sa Triumph. And then, yun, nakita ko yung parang motor na gusto ko. Sabi ko,
Teka. Let me pause first and say that to ride in Japan, if you're from the Philippines, you need to get an international license. And to get an international license, show your local license and pay like 1,700 pesos or something like that. Because may kasama pang AAP, whatever. Basta maraming, it's a business model for AAA. And that's, I guess that's what you did, no? Bahag?
Yeah.
You got it.
I went through the real process na may license naman ako sa Manila ng regular license. Renew ko lang siya and get an AAP license. So, legal naman yung license ko.
Yan. So, that's the workaround.
Oh, kasi minsan may pulis na nanonood eh.
Tapos iba, yung from the birth of the tour, yung concept of yung tour na yan. Tapos to when you guys arrived, yung evolution ni Bahag was first a Honda CRF. Tapos changed to Suzuki yung SV50 yata.
SV650.
650 ba?
Yeah. Yun yung meron siyang pipe na binili.
Nag-order na ako sa Germany. Nandito pa sa akin.
Kasi wait, in the last year, how many bikes have you bought, Bahag?
Hindi.
Wala pa. Yung cab lang talaga. Pero I was planning to buy. I did a lot of research already. Tapos, tinitingnan ko na yung CRF 250 na rally. Yun ang unang-unang first na gusto kong sakyan. Kasi nga, parang kaya ko siya tumayo at saka i-balance para magaan. And then later on, research na research. After 2 months, nagpalit. Naging SV650. Tapos tumagal ako pinag-aralan ko mabuti yung 650 kung ano ba yung mga kailangan doon. Na-inlove ako sa sound niya tsaka yung look ng 650 tsaka madaming may-ari nito palang 650 na to tsaka maganda talaga yung bike. And then nung umuwi ako sa Pilipinas, si Paolo nga sabi niya, samahan mo muna ako, pipick-upin ko yung bike ko kasi pinapalitan ko yung tire. Tapos sabi ko, pagkuha ni Paolo ng bike, nakita ko sa kanya, naka-triumph siya. Tapos pag-start niya, ay putya, ito na yung pipe, ito yung sound na gusto kong motor. Ito na yung, wala ka na kailangan palitan dito. Pag-start mo pa lang, sabi ko, putay na, ang ganda ng tunog nitong motor. Kasi ako first, yung criteria ko for a motorcycle, gusto ko maganda yung tunog. Maganda yung tunog, tsaka yung parang, maganda rin yung itsura, yung criteria. Wala kasi ako alam sa motor. So, yun lang gusto ko, magandang tunog, tsaka maganda yung itsura, tsaka pwede sa highway, tsaka tatagal. Yun lang yung criteria ko. So, sabi ko, sige, mag-try na lang ako. Tapos sinama ko nag-try din pa pala ako. Nagpalit na ako ng Trident. Nakita ko yung Trident, sabi, ang ganda ng Trident. Tapos nanghiram kami sa sinama ko ni Paolo sa Triumph, tapos nanghiram kami ng bike doon, and then yung bike na hiniram niya, yung Trident, sabi niya, hiramin mo muna yung bike, tignan mo muna, sakyan mo muna, para malaman mo kung gusto mo talaga. Tapos inuwi namin sa bahay, and then nakita ko yung speed twin ni Paolo, tapos pagsakay ko sa motor na Trident, natumba ko siya kaagad. Bumaliktad kaagad ako, tapos hindi ko naiintindihan yung displacement na malaki na pag taob mo siya ng konti, tuloy-tuloy na yun. Wala akong idea na gano'n. So,
nabitawan.
Actually, sinalo ko siya. Pinilit kong saluhin. Kaya nasugat ako sa kamay. So, may nasalubong lang akong nasasakyan. Tapos, nagpanik na. Tapos, uy, nag-break. Tapos, gano'n. Tapos, tumumba na ako. Tapos, shit, puta na. Nabagsak ko yung bike. Parang, sobrang disappoint ako. Tapos, sabi ko, ayoko na sakyan itong Trident. Natakot ka agad ako. Parang nagkaroon ako ng takot sa motorcycle. May phobia ka agad ako. Sabi ni pa, okay lang yan. Takbo ka agad si Paolo. He helped me. Tapos parang tinulungan niya akong i-build again yung confidence na okay lang yan. Normal lang yan. Ako din. Parang tapos itinayin niya yung bike. Tapos binalik niya yung bike. Tapos sabi ko, wow, takot ako dito sa ayoko sakyan itong Trident na ito. Parang natatakot ako. Sabi ko, gusto ko sakyan. Try ang speed twin mo kasi flat-footed ako sa bike niya. And then, nung trinay ko yung speed twin, I was so comfortable. Tapos, naikot ko siya. Inikot ko siya na inikot. So, sabi ko, try kong tingnan yung speed twin 900. Baka magustuhan ko yun. Tapos yun, nag-start ng ganun.
Grabe, from a 50cc bike to a 900cc na.
Oo.
Okay. So, now let's talk about the ride. Zeke, can you show the map? Uy, nandiyan si Maki. Pasok ka ba, Maki?
Wala yata ang internet yan.
Alright. So, ito yung preamble, no? And we're gonna go in-depth into the ride on the podcast. So, ayun. Bigyan natin ng link si Maki in a bit. But maybe Paul, Bahag, you guys can tell us about how you came up with this ride.
Sure. So, after discussing with Buck, yung parang, okay, how many days? How many people? Anong gusto nila? Why yung Hunter Cub? So, with those parang parameters. Okay, let's just do a parang simple loop. At saka yung sa west side of Tokyo. By the way, you see the red dot on the map. That is where the rental shop is. That's on the east side of Tokyo. Tapos maybe you can see, where is that? Tama Cemetery, which is to the west or left of it. After that, to the green parts, you can also see Mount Fuji. These are really nice riding areas. Some twisties, at saka very comfortable, especially in autumn season ito. So it's very short loop, I think. Short loop, very doable for 4 days. Three nights, 4 days. So we tried to do a mixture of, what is that? Usual tourist stuff, like shrines. And also, we tried to show you guys deeper Japan. Actually, to be honest, I didn't
like
show
you.
some parts we didn't really go through. So anyway, just enjoy lang. And yeah, that was it really. Yeah, I'm not sure. Go ahead. It was
4 days. Well, no, sorry. I'd say about 3 days of nonstop twisties, man. I think you told us like 80% of Japan is like mountain.
Yeah.
It's mountain and seaside. It was incredible. And we'll go in depth. Maybe we can show some of the pictures, Zeke. Some of the things we did were like grape picking, which was a kind of touristy thing. Here we are with Edwin, Josen, Malu, Raymond, Grace, and Paolo, Paul, and Bahag. And my wife really wanted to do grape picking. And we ended up going to Konbini first. And then doon na kami nag-breakfast. So bumili kami ng crackers, ng cheese.
Nag-picnic kayo doon sa grape farm.
Nag-picnic kami sa grape farm. So yun ang, that was breakfast for one day. Yun, nandun na si Maki.
Oh, sino to?
Si Blondie.
si Blondie.
Si ano yan? Every morning when I wake
up. Helmet Kills.
Akala ko, ano, badyaw.
Oo nga, nasa Zamboanga si Maki.
Nasa Zamboanga siya eh.
Gago. Hey,
oi. So, Maki, these are the guys that took us around Japan.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Epic, man. Kailangan sumama ka next time.
Ayoko. Sawa na ako mag-ride.
So, kumusta dyan sa Zamboanga, Maki?
Mga may masahihan dyan sa ano mo.
Bambu-bambu. Nandito ako sa Kubo ni John D. sa Cagayan de Oro.
Ah, CDO ka na. Okay. Ano yung ride?
Kakabalik lang namin. Galing kami ng Zamboanga. Winanshot namin hanggang Cagayan de Oro. It's 507 kilometers.
Yun ang ginawa namin sa apat na araw. Yun ang ride na ayaw ko.
Say hi.
Hey, John D. Hey, what's up?
Nakabalik lang namin from Zamboanga. Right sila sa Japan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You just did the Mindanao Freedom Ride.
Hindi ako sasama sa inyo. In one day, ginawa namin in 4 days.
Wala eh.
Siga kami. Sige na, kakain muna sila.
Alright. Sige. Oy, nawala si
tapos, ano? Paul. Tapos, ano nangyari sa Japan nyo?
Ba't nawala si Paul? Natakot yata kay Maki eh.
Hindi niyo pinakilala sa akin.
Ano nangyari?
Yon.
Paul. Hi, right. Paul.
Hi, Maki.
So, we're gonna go through the some of the things, some of the roads. Zeke, can you show that picture with the road? Yon.
Ganda niya na.
Pare, in Japan, you really don't. The only reason, parang dito, the only reason you need a 400cc bike and above is para makalabas ng Manila.
Nang mabilis.
Nang mabilis. Para makaka-highway ka.
Hindi ka na mag-service road, hindi ka na magsasapote.
Pero once you're outside of Tokyo, the roads are like this. It was incredible. Do we have any other road shots, Zeke? Pero ganun din sa Mindanao, di ba, Maki?
Oo.
Oh, maluluwag.
Once you get out of the city, open road na lahat. So, oh. Ang weird ka, hindi ko alam bakit sa atin may, yan eh, may mga tollways.
Eh. Yun, Mount Fuji.
And
about 2 days, iniikutan namin yung Mount Fuji. And I thought that was spectacular.
Ipunta kayo dun sa, ano, sa dark side of Mount Fuji, yung may crater. Alam ko may crater yan. Yung Fuji sa likod.
Hindi ko alam. Dumaan ba tayo doon, Bahag? Pakpol?
Ah.
Parang yun doon.
Yung Mount Fuji, there are 5 famous lakes. Pero I'm not sure if one of those lakes is a crater.
Hindi ko alam kung crater yun, pero parang yun yung part na imperfect site ng Fuji.
Ah! Yun,
Jet
yung
Lao.
Yung lake na binaba nyo.
Sandali, si Jet Lao, nag-Japan ka rin, Jet, di ba? Pero puro big bike kayo. Kami, puro Super Cub at saka Hunter Cub.
At saka Forza.
At saka Forza. Hindi ko, baduy yung akin eh. Naka Forza na 250 scooter ako eh. Nakakahiya.
Sabi nag-red. Kasi nung pumunta kami dyan, Yokohama kami gumawa ng bikes eh.
Ah.
I think, alam mo, next time, I think Yokohama might be the way to go. No?
Yeah, yung...
Outside of Tokyo. Yeah,
kasi mala, ano siya, labas na kasi siya ng ano, Tokyo, di ba? So kami nang galing.
Maki.
Parang may clean lang yung highway na tinakbo namin. Tapos, yun na, open roads na lang. Tapos dinaanan namin yung ano, Suicide Forest.
Ay, nako.
Hindi ko alam na Suicide Forest. So, kasama namin sila, Mike, no? sila Ian, Muramatsu. Si Ian yung guide namin. Sabi ko sa comms kay Ian, tigil tayo dun no, sa ano, ganda ng forest. Sabi, hago Suicide Forest yun. Bawal tong hindi dun.
Dumaan ba tayo doon?
Very near.
Very near.
Pero,
yun ba yung mga tall, skinny trees? Yun ba yun?
Oh, white, no.
Okay.
You remember yung farm, di ba?
So yun, sila Jet Lao rode with the all Pinoy riders in Japan.
Ah.
And they went to Nagoya, Gilfu, Takoyama, Lake?
Lake.
About lake. Akala ko Japanese. Oh, yeah, yun ang gagawin natin next time, Paul. Bahag, ha?
Sure.
De, gusto daw ni Paul, Hokkaido na eh.
Oo. Oh, in winter.
Sa winter. Yung sa snow.
Okay, so other unique experiences that we had. And Zeke, can you show the yung parang set ng Japanese porn? yan. Galing, alam ni Zeke, oh.
Alam na alam yung mga reference, ha?
Okay, so Zeke. Sorry, not Zeke. Paul. wait, actually, Bahag. Bahag had to show me how to set up this room. What is this room?
Ayan yung ano, tatami room. It's a Japanese traditional parang hostel. And then, yan, tatami yan. Tapos pagpasok mo, yung mga beds, yung mga futon, nasa drawer. So, kailangan nyo lang set aside yung table. Tapos dyan na kayo matutulog sa tatami area na yan. So, yan, tatami. Tatami room.
So, the one thing that the tatami, you sleep on the floor, and then si Bahag showed us how to lay out the beds on the floor, you move the table out. Beautiful room. Pero, walang shower. Jet, nag-onsen ka ba? With the Pinoy, all
Pwesto
Pinoy.
Pwesto mo na, excited na ako eh. Maligo daw kayong sabay ni Raymond eh.
Andali eh, inaano mo na yung ano. So we stayed in multiple ryokans ba yung tawag doon?
Oo.
Ryokan.
Hindi Orokan. Ryokans. And well, I ended up seeing many, many Filipino penises. Including Bahags.
And no tattoo.
Oh, and then so tell us about why I didn't have my own shower.
Well, the whole idea. I thought that maybe the second hotel had a shower, right?
There were two nights where one night I was naked with Bahag. And the other night, I was naked with Raymond and Edwin.
Isn't that...
Tara, Maki. Next time, sama ka, ha?
Pero that's really the Japan experience, ah, yung onsen.
Yun.
Yun.
So, at saka, dyan sa area na yan, medyo remote siya. So, very few yung mga hotels na nandiyan. So, siguro ito yung napili ni Paul na kasha tayong lahat. Tapos,
kasha lahat tayo sa onsen, sa tub.
Malapit sa Fuji yung hotel.
We basically went around Mount Fuji and then back to Tokyo. Pero nun, I mean, so ano yung significance ng onsen? And why is it a very local Japanese thing?
So, yung bath culture, diba? It's a very, how do I say? It's very interwoven into their culture here. Whether it's an onsen or it's in the local bath in the neighborhood, at saka at night at home, maybe 95% of Japanese families take baths at night. Shower, maybe less. Pero yung main is really the bath. At saka, it's very comfortable, diba?
No, you know what? After hiding in the cold, honestly, the first night, I was like, oh, this is going to be so weird. Like, Raymond, and Iba, your secret stays with me. what happens in the onsen stays in the onsen. But no, there's a process. You jump, you wash yourself first, no? And there's a little stool, and you clean yourself, and it has all of the
shower na handheld.
May shower na handheld, and you wash yourself, and then you jump in. Not jump. You go into 40-degree water.
Oh.
So it's really, really hot. And it's, nakita ko may mineral, parang it's hot spring, it was a hot spring water, right? Mm. And you can feel your body just immediately kind of relax. Mm. No? And then you stay there for a little bit, and then you look at Raymond's penis, and then you look at Eddie's penis, and then you go, this is too many penises, and then you get out, and then you wash yourself again. And then you go back in with cold water, and then you go back in, you sweat in the water, then you go back out. And ano yung point nun? Bahag?
Yeah, kagaya nga sa Japan, tayo diba parang wala tayong public bath culture. Siguro tayo sa batis, tapos yung mga nanay natin naglalabas sa gilid ng ilog, and then yung mga bata naglalaro sa river. So, sa Japan, it's part of the culture. Siguro yung isang reason dito para makatipid din sa kuryente kasi nga pagka one by one kayong pupunta sa ano sa loob ng bahay ninyo, sa bat ninyo, it takes a lot of time din, time consuming siya. So isang family ano yan, isang family event yan na lahat kayo every Friday or Saturday buong pamilya pupunta, sasakay sa sasakyan, dala lahat yung mga tuwalya niyo, yung mga soap, lahat ng mga toiletries, tapos maliligo kayo sabay-sabay. Of course, separate yung women tsaka yung mga lalaki. Tapos this is very cultural kasi dito niyo hinuhubad yung damit ninyo, and this is the time to open up and to talk about things, about your personal life. Example, yung mga nanay at mga anak nila, nag-uusap sila about personal things, about yung mga intimate, kasi nakahubad kayo, nagkukuskusan kayo sa likod. So, yeah. Ano yan, very intimate yan. Sa lalaki naman, ano rin yan, nagkukuskusan din yung, ano, kinukuskus nila yung likod ng mga lalaki kasi...
Hindi. Next time.
So, ano siya, part siya ng culture ng Japan to open up, tsaka moment siya, tapos yun, uwi na kayo sa bahay, tapos pagdating niyo sa bahay, nunod na lang kayo ng konting TV, and then magde-dessert kayo or inom kayo ng milk, and then tulog na. So, it saves a lot of time. Tsaka isang, ano siya, is a family event talaga siya. It's a family thing. It's parang normal sa amin yun to go to a public bath together with family. Parang part yan ng pamumuhay namin dito sa Japan.
The tables have turned. Podcasters now want to listen to you.
Tell us your thoughts in the survey for a chance to win a cash prize. Be honest, huh?
Answer the survey on our website, surveypilipinas.org.
And you're automatically part of the raffle. For a chance to win 5,000 pesos in cash,
make sure to complete the survey for your entry to be qualified.
We're excited to get your feedback. We are listening.
Just go to www.surveypilipinas.org. At baka ikaw na ang next winner.
Minsan meron pang ano dyan, ha? May mga nagbi-business meeting habang nag-o-onsen.
Oo, yung mga iba, halimbawa, parang business trip.
Bonding.
So sabay-sabay din sila. Oo, nagbabonding sila yung mga katrabaho mo, tapos sabay-sabay kayong maliligo. Minsan pag nasa loob kayo ng batag, you talk about work, you talk about a lot of things. So it's part of bonding. It's part of bonding talaga dito sa Japan yan. Para yun, bonding talaga.
So, so going back to why we ride and why we ride to all sorts of places we've never gone before. Parang Star Trek, no? It's the difference between a tourist and a traveler, no? These are the experiences that you can't find, and it's very local. And I think this is, even though it was awkward, it's got a little weird, right? Diba, Raymond? But it is a very local experience. And I think that's what made this trip something I really enjoyed.
Sino yung tumawa?
Pero I just want to say, Bahag, Paul, we only had to do it once. Okay, twice. Medyo sobra na. Sana yung mga iba hotel may sariling shower.
Okay.
All right. Okay. The other cool thing is cultural. Speaking about traveling like a, riding like a local.
Oh.
When we were in Doshi Village at the rest station, we met a Japanese rider, and I think Zeke, I sent a screenshot with like an SMS. Yon. So I saw this sticker that said R413, which is the parang marilaki nila, right? Route 413. Oh. And I was like, I want that sticker. And then I pointed to it, and I was like, where can I get? He didn't understand what I was saying, but he knew from the context. So he pointed at the gift shop in the rest station. So Grace and I went there. And later, we see him inside. right? Just kind of standing around, and we buy stickers. I gave Buck. I got you one, Mackie. I got one for Buck. And he's just standing around. And then we go out, and he follows us out. And it's just really kind of awkward. And I'm just like, okay. So I give him a Tunay na Rider sticker, and he sticks it on his bike.
Ayun, no? Kitang-kita.
And then afterwards, he talks to Paul. And he sends Paul this message in freaking Tagalog. He probably Google translated it, right, Paul?
Oh. Actually.
And like how fucking thoughtful, right?
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it said salamat sa mga sticker.
Napakagandang alaala na makilala ang lahat.
Yun. So I mean can you explain that interaction with this Japanese rider, si Taku rider, yeah?
Yeah, actually, so when we went into the gift shop, we were looking for where is this sticker. I could not find the sticker. Then Taku, the Japanese guy, he came and said, here it is. He pointed, it's here. It's here.
And medyo malayo yung parking sa gift shop, ha?
So bumalik siya.
Like, malayo bumalik. Yung pinuntahan niya.
Paalis na dapat siya, di ba?
Oo, paalis na siya.
Tapos, when he said, okay, you know, okay, we got the sticker, everyone's getting the sticker, he's just standing there. He's just standing there, and parang, do I stay here? Do I go? Are they okay? Then that's when I said to him, like, ja, you know, thanks. Thank you. Then he left. He left. Then, you know, finished all the shopping. But later, I was telling Bahag, like, I felt bad for him because...
Ang basos namin, hindi namin... Because I didn't... Ba't ka nakatayo dyan? Diba? Like, nangangiting
ito. Tapos hindi nyo pinapansin.
And kasi anong sasabihin namin? Hindi kami makakaintindihan. Diba? Pero namin, ang basos namin.
So I was telling to Bahag, like, I feel bad because, you know, he came all that way from the parking lot to point out the exact location of the stickers. And he was unsure, like, when to leave, diba? Then when we left, fortunately, I saw him and I said, hey, come back here. Come back here. And that's when I said, hey, I just wanted to say.
Pinabalik pa mo.
Pinabalik pa. Inutusan pa.
Inutusan pa.
So yun said, thank you again. At saka, you know, let's take a picture together. Do we have that picture of when? In front of the Doshi Village sign, no?
I don't have that picture. I wasn't the one who took the picture. I think it was Paolo.
Oh, was it the Paolo? Okay, okay.
But we took a picture with him with the Tulina Rider flag. You know what? Flag na ginawa ni Maki.
Yeah, because I really wanted to acknowledge him. I wanted to thank him. Then we exchanged, you know, yung Instagram and ganun-ganun. Then later, that's when he sent yung text shot na yan. I was really surprised, very surprised. Then showed it to everyone. Like, wow, amazing. So that yung care, that hospitality, which they don't really verbalize, but it's just by action. This is Japan. This is Japan. And it seems very kind of cold in a way. Not like, hey, come on, I'll show you the stickers. Hindi naman ganun. It's just more like, I don't know, like, what is that? Pantomime or something. And also there's, when do you separate? When do you say goodbye? That is something I wanted to do for you guys to witness, to observe, to experience. So, yeah. That's Taku Rider.
So yeah, it was like traveling and riding like a local. These kinds of insights, hindi mo magigets. And I didn't add that Paul is a professor and he's been living in Japan for 30 years. No, and si Bahag has been living in Japan for 13 years. So they really have a deep understanding of the culture, aside from the fact that they're married to Japanese women. So they're forced to learn about the culture. May tanong si Henorio, may mga kamote ba sa Japan? And tama si Mark Song, kami lang yung kamote, imported Pinoy kamote, yung nasa Japan. Kasi napaka-polite sila mag-drive at mag-ride. Wala kaming, everybody followed the speed limit. Everybody hindi nag-overtake sa solid line. It was ridiculous. And that's another reason I'm kind of happy I took a 250cc bike. Kasi medyo sagad ako doon on that bike with Grace. And if I had more power, I would have been tempted to do something na medyo impolite, no? I mean, mabait akong riders in Filipino standards, no? Pero pag compare mo sa mga Hapon,
malayo,
medyo kupal ako.
Okay. Iba, during the 4 days, experience any drivers?
Wait, can you repeat that? Can you repeat that?
In the 4 days, did you experience any trouble?
Absolutely none. It was like, and I don't know if Sila Jet had the same experience, no? But it's like you guys called ahead and you said, close the roads, we're coming through. The only time I was stressed was when I would see the police. Because you're driving on the left side of the road and you don't know. Hindi na sa Pinas. Hindi mo kailangan basahin yung mga signs masyado eh. Alam mo yun? Parang medyo doon mahigpit sila eh. Sobrang mahigpit. So nasistress lang ako pag may police. Pero pag walang police, ang saya. Wait, let's show a few of the other pictures. So we met some other riders, and this is in your neck of the woods, Buck. You were in your Yamanashi, tama ba, Buck?
Oh,
The Zeke, the first picture, with the people holding the 29er rider, ano? Yon.
Ganda ng dahon na.
Yep, this is where Buck has a farm in Japan. When we left Tokyo, green pa yung mga leaves. And when we got down, it was already turning. It was beautiful. And then, can we show the one with Bahag front and center in a selfie? Ganyan mag-photo yung Nat Geo photography. Ganyan selfie. Diba?
Hinaharangan lahat.
Hindi pa. Mo, may level. May art yan. Diba?
Art yan.
That's a front siya. And then may gitna. Ganda ng balance. So officially may tunay na rider, not geophotographer photo na tayo.
Galing.
And where were we here?
This is called Nakanokura. Nakanokura. And this is a famous site because that position is on the 1,000 yen bill. Wait, let me just see if I have... Wait a minute. Sandali lang.
All right. Hey, Josen. Sayang, you won't be on the show next week. Josen is kabaliktaran nila Bahag. First time Josen mag-small bike.
Oh.
So she's ridden all over the world, pero puro big bike. Ngayon lang siya gumamit. Hirap siya sa semi-automatic na walang clutch.
Tapos ang hina, parang power.
Teka-teka lang. Yun ang ano eh. Magpapagawa ako ng t-shirt, teka-teka. Kasi yun ang palaging ano, yun ang slogan, catchphrase ni Paul. Zeke, can we show can we do a side-by-side ba? Or can we show Paul's screen? Wait, hold on, Paul. Yon, you can see the Mount Fuji behind the guy's
1,000
head.
Yen.
Yeah.
Tapos, ito, this shot here.
Yon. So that's where we went.
Yeah.
To take that photo.
This is called Nakanakura. And then,
Nakanakura.
Yeah.
And see Edwin, better known as the husband of Josen, see Edwin, who is also a seasoned world rider, he found a route. Because we were supposed to walk up.
Oh.
And it was like a 30-minute trek. And I was like, nope, not gonna do it. Nope, nope, nope. And then he found another thing to do, which was just 15, 20 minutes of nonstop twisties. It was like the Stelvio Pass of Japan. And that was epic. So yung ginawa namin, Maki, sa sobrang lupit ng kalsadang yun, we did it twice. We went down and then we went up. So sobrang ganda ng kalsada. And I'm gonna post a video about it. Yun. What other pictures do we have here? Oh, syempre, all of us used Cardos. That's the best way if you're traveling in a... You're riding in a group. Uh-huh. There's nothing that beats the Cardos. Zeke, can you show the helmets? Yon. So, syempre, dala ko yung this helmet, my next helmet.
Ako ng butol kahiba dyan.
Tayo na, si Maki, ang galing mag-influencer. Pati sa akin, na-influence ako ni Maki eh. Ultimate yan. And then, syempre, Grace and I use Cardos. Bahag.
For seamless connectivity.
And then, Paul, why did you guys pick Cardos? It just so happened we were all using Cardos, all eight of us?
Yes.
Seven of us? Why did you pick a Cardo?
Very easy for me. Paulo gave it to me.
Okay, Bahag, ikaw.
Ako naman, gusto ko yung idea na pag tinatanggal mo siya, andaling tanggalin, tapos pag kinabit mo, kabit, tapos pag on mo, connected na kaagad. Pag once you connect together, yung mga ka-ride mo, pag inon mo siya, automatic nagko-connect na siya kaagad. So, tsaka andali niyang galawin, yung volume dito, tapos ganun. So, tapos matagal yung battery, and then waterproof din siya. So, okay siya sa akin. Tsaka ang ganda ng look niya. Yung gusto ko yung look.
Oh, maganda naman pala eh. Ba't meron isa nagre-reklamo?
Ikaw, Maki, dyan sa Mindanao, naka-cardo ba kayo?
Meron naman. Hindi kami bag ko. Kriga yan.
Kriga. Ride mo nila. During the 4 days, not a single issue. Actually, si Grace hindi sanay na malaking grupo yung kasama niya mag-ride. Puta, sa sobrang klaro, linaw at ganda ng connection, naiingayan na siya sa amin. Parang party line. Pare, ang kukulit ni Edwin at saka si Raymond. Ang iba, Josen, hindi ko alam paano niyo nagagawa yon. Pero ang kukulit nila. Hindi kayo nakukulitan sa amin, Bahag, Paul?
Hindi, ako, I was enjoying. Ako, sobrang focus ako sa ride kasi I'm a new rider. So, hindi ako masyado nagsasalita kasi I was so focused with my clutch, saka yung road. So, nag-iingat lang ako. So, pero nakikinig ako the whole time. And I was really enjoying yung conversation, saka yung mga curiosity nyo about Japan, kung ano yung mga tanong nyo about things about Japan. So, na-enjoy ako doon.
Excited sila makinig ng Tagalog eh.
No, party life.
I was actually, I'm sorry if I could just quickly say, I was really surprised that because we had 9 people, 4 days, put on a helmet, connect, no problems. And I thought, wow, this is a pretty amazing system. So I was really impressed with that. Yeah. Very impressed.
And there was not a single point where we got disconnected.
Oh.
Not a single time.
And it's your first time to use Cardo, di ba?
For me, yes.
First
time. Yes.
Oh! But yung isa? Ang dami reklamo.
So I'd like to thank Ride Manila for providing us with the Cardo units that we used on the ride. Thank you, Ride Manila. It definitely made our ride very safe and a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, going back, what else did we not cover on the ride? Oh, so one of the most painful parts.
I gotta say
that I'm okay with seeing Raymond's penis and Bahag's penis. I'm okay with that. But and then leaving Tokyo was great because you're riding in Tokyo, right? You're going through Shinjuku, you're going through all these things. The only downside, and I was so ingit that Raymond got to use a Hunter Cub in Malu, and Josen and Edwin got to use Super Cubs because I really want that. Because I have an old Cub, diba? That was like a 1986 Cub,
LPG Cub.
Yeah, used for delivering LPG. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to use that bike, but I was using the Forza because Grace rode with me.
You were forced to Forza.
I was forced to Forza, which is a great bike, but it's just boring.
It looks like a car.
Yeah, it's the freaking Vios of motorcycles, right? it works. It's great. Boring. But after riding, and it was cold. There was a point where it was 0 degrees. Tama ba? What did it say on your temperature gauge? Zero.
I think that was the highest elevation.
The highest elevation.
Oh. Yeah. And that was Route 411. That's another route that
411.
Another route that all of you viewers should check out. It goes from Oktama in Tokyo to Kōshū in Yamanashi. Oh, that looks good. Ang sarap, ah.
So, Route 413 and 411 are the two epic, iconic, like kind of motorcycle rider routes. And so. It was wet, we were cold, and it was the last leg of our trip, right?
Day four.
And
day
then four. After, we got to go to Moon Eyes. Zeke, can you show the Moon Eyes photo of Grace and me at Moon Eyes? That was my special request. It's the one with the cars in the back, and it's a yellow sign. Yun.
Yan.
Uy.
Yan. So we got to go to Moon Eyes. And Moon Eyes is actually this.
Uy, Moon Eyes. May pasalubong ba ako dyan?
Oh, may pasalubong ako for you from there. Siyempre, kayo ni Bak.
Loan.
Maki, explain to us what Moon Eyes is.
Okay. Moon Eyes is hot rod culture. Custom company where they make celebrate custom cars, custom motorcycles. Kumbaga, ano yan, lifestyle brand yung Moon Eyes na yan.
And every December they have this massive event in Japan where all the incredible bike builders in Japan show off the bikes they've done. And you've got awesome bike builders in Japan. So I needed to go. Titan the yung conference. So we went to Moon Eyes. Tingnan mo si Grace, naka-poncho na. Basang-basa kami. Oo.
Umuulan.
Umuulan. And so after that, this is in Yokohama.
Charger sa likod ah.
Tama ba?
Correct.
Yokohama, which is how far from Tokyo? Like 30 kilometers, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yep.
It's about 30 kilometers. So I'm like thinking, 30 kilometers? Easy, right?
Parang alabang lang yun.
30 kilometers in nothing. And Paul was like, it's gonna take us 2.5 hours? Tama ba, Paul? Parang ganon. It's gonna take us 2.5 hours to travel 30 kilometers. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Because
it's the last day we're gonna go return the bikes. 2.5 hours, 30 kilometers. Parang ang labo, di ba? Parang I can walk faster than that. Or bicycle faster than that. And then we realize, as you're entering and getting closer to Tokyo.
I know.
Oh my God. 120 plus stoplights spread over 30 kilometers. That is 4 stoplights per kilometer.
Every 250 meters.
That was the most painful part of the trip. I was going crazy.
You were good.
But that's the drawback.
Rules are rules.
Rules are rules. And gusto ko na mga mote nun, pare. I wanted to counterflow. I wanted to overtake. I was going crazy.
Ano mas mabilis? Yun o yung EDSA?
Mas okay pa yung EDSA eh. Kasi pwede ka mang gago dun eh. you can release your frustration on EDSA.
And it was raining.
And it was raining. So you know the,
ano kaya lamig kayo?
Ako, how cold was it? Traffic, I think. Sabi ni Josen, was I going crazy because of the traffic or the stoplights? It was the stoplights that was driving me crazy. Not the traffic.
Baka yung ano, yung frequency na nagbi-blink yung kulay red.
So, and that, I think that's the only drawback of driving these awesome cubs, the Hunter Cub, the Super Cub. And I think next time we'll probably take like a 400cc bike or start off.
Dapat ganito gamitin niyo.
Ano no?
Uy, ang ganda.
Ano yan? Hindi namin nakikita.
Norden.
Oy, Norden. Yun.
Tutur ko kayo sa garahe ni John D. So, may Norden.
Ganda.
Maki, galit na galit ako kay Buck noon pupunta ako dito sa studio. Alam mo bakit? May 950.
Ducati.
Kompleto. May 790.
Oh, yun, Maki, no? Maki.
KTM, oh. Oh.
Galit na galit ako kay Buck noon pumunta ako dito sa studio. Kasi kaninong umaga, sabi niya, uy, dalhin mo yung 790 mo. Ako naman, parang tanga, nag-oo ako. Dinala ko yung 790. Putsa ang traffic. Pagdating ko dito, galing Cubao, pagod ako, pawis na pawis ako. Sabi ko, ba't ako pumayag?
Ito ba, iba, yung crash mong bike.
Ano, yung Norden yung crush ko.
Norden yung crush ko.
Desert X.
Uy, crush ko rin yan. Grabe.
Dapat yan ang gamitin sa Japan next time. Hokkaido daw maganda eh.
North? Masyado malaki.
Masyado malaki. 400cc, I think, is the best bike for Japan. 400-500cc.
Bawal din naman pag ano, kamote dun eh.
Oh, kami lang yung kamote dun. Eh, ang bait na namin.
Pag may pedestrian, dapat mag-slow down ka, di ba?
Oo, pedestrian, ano, pabigyan mo lahat. Basta may tumatawid.
Acha. Kasi nung nag-ride kami dun, ang hirap talagang umovertake. Dahil it's not polite. unless ilabas nila, hindi nila na gano'n na go. And go.
And then ang dami namin, 9 kami. So, mahirap talaga, hindi kami nag-overtake. Pero buti na lang, there were very few cars on the road. Alright, so, second to last question. Mahag and Paul, what are your 3 tips? And sama si Buck.
Ayun.
What are your 3 tips to Pinoy riders who want to ride in Japan? From your experience with guiding Pinoy riders.
Oh, muna sila pala at saka Bahag.
Bahag, I'll let you go first.
3 tips?
Tips?
Sa Japan naman, madali naman mag-ride dito sa Japan. So, actually, kahit 50cc or 125, okay din i-ride dito sa Japan. Kasi yung mga roads dito, makikitid. At the same time, marami rin makikita. So, kung gusto niyo mag-ride dito ng mabagal, okay din naman yung mabagal, yun to joyride and to experience yung road. Pero kung gusto niyo rin bumilis, pwede rin mabilis. Kung gusto niyo mabilis, pwede rin talaga mabilis. So, Tsaka mababait yung mga riders dito, napansin ko recently dahil I was riding a motorcycle. Parang pag nagbabike ka dito tapos may mga riders din sa likod mo, hindi sila, hindi ka nila uunahan. Parang respectful sila, nasa likod mo sila. Tapos pag napansin mo na sila, papunan lang, saka sila mag-overtake tapos mag-thank you pa sila or something. So parang ano yung mga riders dito, very respectful. So okay dito mag-ride. I don't think kailangan ko magbigay ng tips na ano, pwede, basta pumunta kayo dito, mag-ride kayo dito. Okay naman kahit anong season.
Yeah, my tip.
Actually, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, my tip is really not about technique or anything like that. It's more of
get out of Tokyo
or any Osaka, etc. Get out. Because if you're in this condensed area, and as Iba said earlier, yes, Japan is 80% mountains. So get out, then that's when you can really start to enjoy, to open up your bike, enjoy the scenery, and the people. And all along the way, stop by yung hindi naman yung mga famous restaurants, just local foods, bikes and foods,
like Denny's.
Wait, scratch that. Let's not remember. that was because we wanted to get out of Atami because of the storm.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we have to get out. We have to get out of here before it downpours. So let's get out the first 20 minutes. Let's eat, get some, you know, fill up our stomach. Denny's. I think everyone would be happy there. pero it's better, diba?
No. So Buck was telling us that Denny's is really unique in Japan. It was like it's a high-end dining.
It's a family, you know.
It's kind of high-end. It's different. May collab pa sila with like a Ginza chef. I mean, it was definitely a very local experience.
Ito, ang third tip is sinabi ni Josen.
Tama si Josen.
Get a local guide.
Yon.
The best niyan, kontakin nyo sila Bahag at saka si Paul.
No, I agree. Bahag and Paul weren't just local guides. They're local and they're Filipino.
Yes.
You know, so they're able to translate the culture in a way that we understand it. It's not just a local rider guide, no?
Tinan mo si ano, sino yung nandun sa pelikula na yung hindi sila magkaintindihan?
Lost in Translation.
Hmm. Sino yun?
Si Bill Murray.
Oh. Problema sa kanya, di niya kinontak si Bahag.
Yun, agree.
Nagkalintik-lintik yung buhay niya doon.
No, I agree. And you know, the stories, what I really enjoyed were the stories that Bahag and Paul shared, which is like sa onsen. No, si Bahag na kwento.
Oh, habang nagbo-brush siya sa likod.
Oh, kinikwento ni Bahag na the first time nag-onsen siya with his wife's family. Like yung father-in-law niya nag-scrub ng likod niya, 'di ba? Yung mga ganun klaseng ano. And it gives you an insight to the culture. Yes. No? It gives you an insight to what you're experiencing. But my number one tip to Filipinos who want to ride in Japan is what Grace said. Ride with a local so you follow and stay on the left side of the road. Because the one time na nauna ako, pucha, automatically pumunta ako sa kanan. And nakakardo ako. Because narinig ko, left. So bumalik ako sa left side.
Ako meron akong tip. Dalawa.
Maki.
One, pag hindi mo alam kung saan pupunta, tumopi ka. Tapos, hintayin mo may dumaan sa'yo. Sundan mo.
Yun. Good.
Sa Malta, ganun yung ginawa namin eh. Naligaw kami ni Cliff. Left-hand drive din. Tapos, nalito ako sa kalsada. So, ginawa ko, tumupi ako. Kasi baka mamaya one way.
Pag nag-sundar na niya ginagawa, kumatabi ako. Tapos, basta ano, sundan mo na kung saan pupunta, di ba? Para hindi ka magkamali. Pangalawa, huwag kang magdala ng riding gear. Doon ka bumili.
Ricolan. Yun, magandang tip yan. Unless, yung riding gear mo galing sa Ride Manila.
Ride Manila?
Ako, I was like, should I buy a helmet in Ride Manila or should I buy a helmet in Japan? This is a true a debate I had with myself. I was like, bibili ako ng Ride Manila, NEXX helmet na lang. And yun ang ginamit.
Ah.
All right. And
kasi
now,
pag gaganon, pag wala ka ng ano, wala kang bit-bit, di ba? So, mas madaling ano, mas madaling magpiyahe. Doon ka na bumili ng gear.
Agree. Ricolan is the number one tip for Pinoys. The number one place to go if you want to shop for a good helmet. A lot of awesome gear. We're not sponsored by Ricolan, but ang dami namin binili doon.
Ricolan, diyan ang ano. Yan ang Ride Manila ng Japan.
Yun ang Ride Manila ng Japan.
Ah.
All right. So I'm gonna. This is how we end the show. For people who are the first time guests, what is your definition of tunay na rider?
Yo.
Bahag, ikaw muna.
Tunay na rider? Hindi pa ako tunay na rider. Yo, hindi pa alam eh.
Ano tingin mo? Ang tunay na rider, tambucho muna binibili.
Mas na ano nung tunay na rider, hindi ko alam eh. Hindi ko pa alam.
What do you think tunay na rider is?
Yung siguro yung talaga nag-enjoy ka, like today parang bumili ako ng gloves. Pumunta ako sa bumili ako ng gloves. Tapos sukat ako ng sukat doon. Parang, kasi winter na ngayon dito sa Japan. When you went here in Japan, sakting weather, mag-ride. So, okay pang mag-ride. Nung, nag-ride ako recently. Well, nag-ride ako ng mga 3 a.m. in the morning sa ano papuntang Shizuoka. Sobrang sakit ng paa ko kasi sobrang lamig ng wind. Pumapasok yung lamig. So sabi ko, bili ako ng gloves and ano. So, yun. Punta sa mga ano bike shop, ganyan. Tapos, ano yung tanong? Ano yung tunay na rider?
That's the question.
Yung tunay na rider. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung tunay na rider. Hindi ko alam.
Ikaw, right. Paul.
That's a good question. Do you have time? No. I think for me, a pure rider is riding without hindrance, without anything to block you from going where you want to go. Sounds kind of corny, pero don't think so much about what bike you want. Just go.
Just buy it.
Just take out your credit card lang. Yeah, just go. And have your destination in mind. That's what I think. Have your destination in mind. And the reason I say this is because I met, I think, a tunay na rider recently, Italian guy. And I said, hey, do you want to do like a YouTube channel like Itchy Boots? Or do you want to be sponsored? And he says, no, I don't want to be bothered by that. I just want to ride. I thought, oh, okay. I'll do that too.
Sakit mo naman magsalita.
Yeah, that's coming from a Super Cub rider.
All right. Yan. Oh, wait. May pahabol na question si Raymond.
Saan ba?
Oh. Ano kaya experience nila riding with us?
Ooh.
Yeah, let's end on that.
Bahag.
Ako, I was really enjoying kasi that was my first ride sa in a large group. So, sobrang enjoy na enjoy ako mag-ride at the time, 4 days. Parang after the ride, parang nagbago rin yung confidence ko on the road. Tsaka mas naging conscious ako how to use my clutch and yung brake ko, medyo marunong na rin ako mag-brake. Tsaka ahead na rin ako tumingin. Tapos, madami ako natutunan dun sa ride na yun. Tsaka, yung to be with other riders. Parang, ang ganda ng feeling na may kasama kang nag-ride. Kasi ako, dito sa Japan, kasi kami, parati kaming, we're just working. Tapos, ride kami alone. Alone ng riding dito sa Japan. Eh. Parang solo ride. So, to ride with a bunch of people. Tapos, meron kang kakwentuhan sa pag nag-break kayo. Tapos, oh, we want to go here. Tapos, mag-coffee dito. Tapos, may kakwentuhan ka. This is such a nice experience. Tsaka, walang kapalit yun eh. Kasi kami, lonely rider kami dito. So, masaya yung may ka-ride talaga. Yun.
Yeah, good question, Raymond. And I think from this experience with riding with the six visitors from Japan, I realize that riding is two components. One is the mechanical side, of course, the machine. Tapos the second is the human aspect of sharing stories, taking care of each other. There's a parang emotional element. How is everyone? Are you tired? And I felt that riding with you guys, the experienced people, I felt very thankful in that it's very transparent. It's very, parang very clear of, at least for me, my own experience. You guys were very, very helpful, which I really, really appreciate. And so it was writing with why it was very wise people. I choose that word carefully too, wise. It's almost philosophical in a way, but I really appreciate that aspect. I think the human component. Sharing jokes, telling stories after the ride in the restaurant. We don't even talk about bikes then sometimes. So that's for me what I to answer Raymond's question. Sorry, it's long.
Yon, sabi ni Joseph, I agree. We'll end on this note. No, I agree 100%, Paul. No. Sabi ni Joseph Santos, you are now tunay na rider made in Japan.
Tunay na rider yan. May brief na yung mga yan. Eh.
So, nga, may tunay na rider brief. Limited edition. Thank you, Macbeth. And also, that's what the show is about, right? It's exactly what you said. It's about the human side of riding.
The connections.
All right. And yeah, it's the connections you make, man. It's a shared passion in the stories.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Bahag and Paul. And I'll see you in Manila or we'll see you in Japan.
Sila, pupunta rito. Punta kami
dyan. Ride tayo with Raymond and Philippine Motorcycle Tourism para we can return the favor.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you guys wanna, and if you people listening, you wanna, ride in Japan, can they reach out to you guys?
Sure.
Bahag, Paul?
Sure. You can contact...
Or maybe Buck na lang.
Buck.
Oh, since dito ka.
Pwede.
Oh, si Buck na lang.
Message nyo lang, tunay na rider. Tunay na rider na bahala sa inyo.
Yon, TNR will take care of you. Buck will be the one who will take care of it. Can do the connections. All right, see you next week. And we will have Raymond and Malu talking about their experience for part two of Tunay na Japan Rider.
Cool, yeah. Cool.
Balik ka na, Maki. Ride safe, ha?
Hindi, tapos na yung klamin. After that, dito naman kayo mag-ride sa Mindanao. Invite namin yung...
Yun.
The next, yung susunod na episode, pag-usapan natin yung nangyari dito. Kasi dumaan kami sa barn area. First time ko, may mga kasama din ako mga taga Manila. First time din nila. So, sobrang wild. Dumaan kami sa mga Muslim Mindanao areas.
Pakistan. All right.
Sa bahay ni.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.